Todd, thank you so much for taking time out to join us this morning in the Fan 590.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Dave Vanderchuk. Just your favorite memory of Pat, whether it was as a coach or outside of the arena, or even in the past couple of years, is there one thing that kind of stands out, or one particular incident that to you sums up Pat Burns the person and Pat Burns the coach?
Well, I think I did an interview, and it was in the paper the other day. We were in Minnesota. Pat was always known as the tough guy, great coach, but he did have a fun side to him too, which, a lot of people probably didn't see. And we were practicing, and I think it was Dave Vanderchuk and Mike Foligno and myself. It said in the paper we're at a hotel, but we're at the rink, and we were coming to the room, and we thought Billy Berg was following behind us, so we opened the door and put a couple glasses of water on top of the door and just left it open a crack. And, we all sat down, started getting dressed, and the door opened. We looked up thinking it was Billy Berg, and it was Burnsy, and he got absolutely soaked, and he just looked up. My jaw hit the ground. I said, "Oh, Christ, I'm in trouble now." And he just said, all right, game's on." He started laughing. He says, "Keep your heads up." So he had a fun side to him, too, but he, pushed us to the point where we all became better and almost hit the ultimate goal in Toronto by getting to the Stanley Cup.
That Todd Gill joins us in the Fan 590. That would have been a fun team to win a cup with, wouldn't you? I mean, you hear guys on different teams say, "You know what? I really would have enjoyed winning a championship with that group." And not just that team, but you hear it in a lot of sports. Guys will say that. Guys have won World Series or whatever will say, that was great, but man, it would have been great to win it with that group. I get the impression that those Burns teams were sort of like that, weren't they?
Well, he had a unique ability to make everybody accept the role and understand that, together we could be a lot stronger than we would be as individuals. And everyone accepted that role in Toronto, and because of it, everyone always says that there was really no superstars. It was just a matter of everybody working together, pulling on the same rope, and it is so true. We had Dougie leading the way offensively, and defensively, we had, I thought, one of the best checking lines, and Zaza Osborne and Berg, and, our defense, there was no superstars, but, I thought as a group we were one of the best in the league. So Felix pulling up the rear in net. So it was just a real unique team that I've said before, and I'll say again, was the best team I've ever played on.
Todd Gill joined us in the Fan 590. One of the things Dave Vanderchuk said was that Pat knew how to use veteran players. He was really good with veteran players. Did you see that as well?
Well, I think he had the ability to see who was going and who wasn't. He knew how to push the right buttons, and he had the ability to sometimes not have to say anything, just stare at you, and that was enough.
Todd, I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, guys.